Let's continue here on From the Press Box to Press Row. We've been talking plenty of Aggie Eagle and the rivalry, dare I say, is back. It's been back for a couple of years. And my next guest on the program, as a matter of fact, in not even three full seasons as the head football coach at North Carolina Central, already has 23 wins. And for the first time, the Eagles are cracking the top 25 in terms of the FCS coaches poll and media poll. Obviously, big game on Saturday at O'Kelly Riddick Stadium in Durham. Jerry Mack joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Coach Mack, welcome back to the program.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. For you, what is this whole, and I know you've been through this the last, this is your third year, but can you talk to us about how much more magnified this Aggie Eagle game is because the outright MEAC championship is on the line?
Oh, I think it means a lot, not only to our players and our coaches, but also to our community. You know, the last couple of years, we've had a chance to play in a championship game, and it's had a championship feel because it has been a share of the championship on the line. But this year is a totally different, just for the simple fact, for the first time in probably 4 years or so, the MEAC has a chance to have an outright champion. And it's what everybody's been crying for the last couple of years with the ties and the co-champions. So now that everybody kind of finally gets what they want, and it's kind of winner take all. And I think everybody's excited about the atmosphere and the chance to go play in the Celebration Bowl if you win the game, and you know, maybe even a potential playoff bid, you know, whoever the loser may be.
How has, and let me just go off the Aggie Eagle part of it for a minute, because you mentioned the Celebration Bowl. How has for you maybe that either enhanced or deterred recruiting because you're not guaranteed a playoff spot, or a playoff, the conference is not guaranteed a playoff berth?
Well, I think it's a great marketing tool for our entire conference and our entire brand of college football. If anything, I think it's helped recruiting to a certain extent, because now with the game last year being nationally televised, being in a situation where it was the only bowl game on television at that time, it got a lot of exposure for Alcorn. A lot of exposure was for North Carolina A&T as well. So therefore, you know, people that normally didn't know about your schools or had never heard of your schools actually got a chance to see your schools on national television. And I think that's what the Celebration Bowl brings more than anything. When you start talking about recruiting from not only regional but across the country, you open yourself up to a bigger fan base and a larger pool of student-athletes.
Back to the Aggie Eagle, what is it that you tell the last couple of years that you've told your team? I would argue that in 2014 on your home field, probably coming into the game, a lot of people didn't give you an opportunity to win that game. While I was there, I just had this feel of the atmosphere and so forth. Even though I thought A&T may have been the better team, I just thought you, meaning Central, would win this game. What is it that you tell your guys coming into this game as opposed to maybe another game that may mean something, but it's just that whole Aggie Eagle deal?
Yeah, I think it's just one of those deals where it's a natural rivalry. And when you play in a rivalry-type atmosphere in a rivalry game, a lot of these guys grew up together. A lot of these guys played high school football. Or their families know one another. And sometimes you get a position where it's a house divided. Part of the family might have went to A&T, the other part might have went to Central. I don't think it's any just one specific thing, but the emotions are really high. And you just kind of throw the records out the door. And guys start playing at a whole nother level that you may have not seen the entire year on both sides of the ball. So there's no one specific thing we tell them. I think the rivalry itself, because of the relationships among the players and then also the tradition of the game, I think it takes care of everything.
Jerry Mack, in his third season as the head football coach at North Carolina Central, joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Let's talk some personnel, Coach Mack. Malcolm Bell, I don't want to say he's back, but he had, and especially if you look at the numbers, he had a down season last year compared to his sophomore year. Right now he's completing 61% of his passes, 2,007 yards. He's also rushed for 615 yards, five touchdowns rushing, 15 touchdowns passing. What's the difference with Malcolm Bell?
last year we had a lot of injuries personnel. We lost our top two receivers last year. We were playing with some guys that were walk-on receivers, and we had to really lean a lot more on our running game. And Malcolm was a big part of that running game, and also, too, our freshman running back last year was Darrell McClain. This year we were able to get those guys back, and they were healthy. And Malcolm, you can see we're pretty much playing at a tempo and in a certain way that we wanted to play with, or we thought we could have played with last year. But the injuries really, those playmakers that we lost, that really set us back. So we've been able to recruit as well. You know, when you get in a situation, the first year you just kind of play with the hand that's dealt, and then after that you start trying to recruit your personnel to what you would like to be. And we've been able to hit on a couple of players that have really helped Malcolm develop the passing game. Now when he throws the ball in the air, he has a lot of confidence that those guys are going to come down with it. So, you know, nothing really that he did. It's just, you know, the stars kind of aligned, and we were able to get certain guys in here and we stay predominantly healthy the entire year.
Your running game, I mean, last year, to your point, it was Darrell McClain throughout the course of the season, but that big breakout game against A&T, 167 yards rushing, he ultimately was named the MEAC's Rookie of the Year. But now more so, it's a guy, Ramon Simpson, who's a redshirt sophomore. Talk about Ramon Simpson, and then also McClain, his numbers seem to be down. Has he been injured this year?
He has. Darrell's been really banged up a lot, off and on, in and out of the lineup. Just hasn't been able to fight the injury bug for, you know, be totally healthy for a consistent number of weeks. But fortunately, he's back this week, and he's ready to go and practicing every day. Ramon's done a great job of coming in and filling in. We always knew Ramon had some ability. He sparked and flashed last year quite a bit. One thing that he brings to the table, he has very good hands at the backfield. He's a good pass pro, and he does a great job of seeing certain lanes in the run game. So we really feel good about both of those guys this upcoming weekend, having them available.
In the trenches on both sides of the ball, how good are you? I mean, you look at this offensive line, you got four seniors that start. The defensive line has been very good, especially when you talk about your two bookends. How good do you feel in terms of where you are in the trenches on both the offensive and defensive sides of the football?
I think we're very good in the trenches. I think our four seniors up front, they do a great job, a lot of experience right there. They have two championship rings, everybody on their front line. So, you know, if they can get it done, you know, we're really dependent on them to get some things done, every week in and week out. On the defensive line, like you mentioned, Freddie Ajuda and Antonio Brown done a great job this year. And then our inside guys, we got some senior leadership with Darius Brule in the middle, and Jaquan Smith and Cyrus Standback have really done a great job of penetrating and creating sacks and tackles for loss this year. But, you know, A&T is really good up front, too. So I think that's the hidden battle in the game, is really that battle in the trenches between our offensive line versus their defensive line and vice versa on the other side.
Jerry Mack is the head football coach at North Carolina Central. He joins us here on the program as we talk a little Aggie Eagle. What concerns you, Coach Mack, most about A&T?
I think obviously their explosiveness on the offensive side of the ball, having Tyreek Cohen, you know, probably the best player in pretty much all of FCS football right now. Guy's been a thorn in everybody's side for the last 4 years. So, no different. We have to try to find a way to limit some of his explosiveness. You know, it's going to be tough. And then on the defense side of the ball, they do a great job up front. Their front four probably the toughest that we've seen all year. So, you know, we got our hands full with those two aspects of the game.
For you, how are you growing? I mean, this—you haven't even completed your third year. I won't say the age, but you're not even 40 years old yet, and yet you've had so much success to this point at North Carolina Central. Did you foresee that you would be at this point, 3 years in, playing for your third MEAC championship? And then, how are you growing as the Eagles head coach?
Yeah, I always had a vision. You go all the way back to my press conference when I first arrived in 2014. I talked about having a chance to be a top 25, top 20, top 10 caliber FCS team in the country, and we still continue to make strides to that. I mean, I thought they had a great brand here at North Carolina Central. I thought they had great people, and I just knew when you get great people and you got a great product to sell, I think the sky's the limit. As a coach, you know, learning how to manage people a lot more, a lot better over the course of the last few years, probably a little bit more micromanaging the first year and a half or so. But as you know, as you grow in the profession, as you learn certain things, We have a lot of continuity in our staff. When you look at our staff, coaching staff, the same people that walked in here in 2014 are pretty much majority of those same people are here in 2016. So whenever you can have continuity in the staff, you know, you can release some of the micromanaging somewhat, and then allow those guys, these coaches and our support staff, to really do their job, and they do it at a very high level.
Yeah, is that why you've gotten? And I'm not saying it's you, but to your point, I mean, when you're the head coach, you got to kind of be that guy that oversees everything, to your point, and let people do their jobs. Is that why you've gotten progressively better, because you have micromanaged less?
Oh, no doubt. You've seen over the course of years, we've assigned an assistant head coach, and we have co-coordinators, and you know we've I relinquished the play calling duties. I don't call the plays as much anymore. It's just one of those things where now those guys feel comfortable. They feel comfortable with me. I feel comfortable with them, and I allow them to do their job, and they're doing a great job at it. And I think that says something as a young coach, that you learn and you grow. Everything is still through my vision and what my expectation is of our program, but you just learn a different a better way to do it, especially as you study certain people around the country and you find out you can do things a little bit better. You can always improve on the way your management style is.
And I'll just say this in closing, for those that don't know, Coach Mack lost his running backs coach last year, Adrian Jones, to Shaw. He became the head coach at Shaw back in March, and he, and meaning Coach Mack, and some of his players front and center at the press conference for Coach Jones. It speaks to Coach Mack again in his third season as the head football coach of North Carolina Central is Jerry Mack. He joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Coach Mack, we appreciate the time. We'll see you on Saturday at O'Kelly Riddick Stadium.
No problem. Thank you, guys.